disc 9?
No, I didn't need disc 9. All of a sudden, the computer started recovering without any disc at all. Mm-hmm. And I was just watching it. And it was saying, mm-hmm. recovering. Send your ass back. My computer from the hood.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? That's the way the Holy Spirit talked to me. Y'all be shocked at the way the Holy Spirit talked to me. Just blow you, some of y'all holding people away.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you how many times the Holy Spirit is just, you know. I remember one time I was having this lady she's like a psychic who could see your guides and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she was going to give me a message from my guys. And she was really good at this stuff. She was well known. And so I told her to do it for me. And she just burst out laughing. And she couldn't do it. And she said, why? She said, because every time you say something about a problem you think you have, she said, all your guys just burst out laughing. And so they just be laughing around you and I can't get no information. Of course I'd have laughing guys.
Laughing gas and
laughing gas. That's true. One day you'll be laughing about your gas too. You got gas. You know. So now this is the part that kicks butt. He says, a child of God who's been released through the Holy Spirit and a brother is always recognized. In other words, when I have been released through the love in you, you will recognize it. When I have been released through the love in you, you will recognize it. When you have been released through the love in me, I'll recognize it. I can't fail to recognize where I've let love come through me to someone else. I have to recognize it. I like that. He says, if you remain, he says, it can't be denied. Is it so cool? You just can't deny it. I don't care how much you want to deny it, you just can't deny it. It's just too loving to be denied. It's just too wonderful to be denied. No matter how much you try to pretend your life is horrible and nothing works, something gonna happen to you that's so darn good, you won't be able to be depressed. No matter how hard you try, you go. Because it's just too good. You just can't get depressed. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you. Oh, I love it. He says, if you remain uncertain, if you're still full of doubt, it's only because you haven't given complete release yourself. What does that mean? It means if you still have doubt, you haven't given a single instant completely to the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
If you still doubt, it just means you haven't given one single second to God. So, or to love. Remember now what? We don't have to believe this, right?
No.
We don't have to accept it. We don't have to welcome it. We may resist it. Some of it's going to be hard to believe. Some of it's going to startle us. So remember now, we don't have to believe it. We just want to hear what it's saying. And what it's saying to us is, the once you really let love come through you to somebody, you can't deny it. Because what happened is so beautiful that you can't deny it. Then it says, well, you still remain uncertain. In other words, if I'm still doubting whether or not what I just heard is true, it's because I've never given a single second to the universe for my freedom and healing yet. He says, because when you have, you'll be sure you have. There's no way you can give an instant to the Creator and then doubt if you've given an instant to the Creator. There's no way you can give an instant to love and then turn around and say, I wonder if I really gave that instant to love. I gave this instant to God, but I'm wondering if I really gave this instant to God. The Course says, no, it doesn't work that way. If you've really given it to God, you will be certain you've given it to God. Because the result will show you that what you did really happened. So if you're wondering if you've ever given it, if you remain uncertain, you haven't. Don't have to believe that. Just keep hearing. You ready? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, and you will be, he says, you will be sure because the witnesses to God will speak so clearly of God that you will hear and understand. The witnesses of love will speak so clearly of love that you will hear and understand. The reason why I will be sure when I have given the love to Judy is because Judy will be giving me so much love back that I will see it and I will understand. Why? because you'll be speaking so clearly to me of love that I will have to hear and understand. What you'll be saying will be so clearly coming from love and freedom that I'll just have to hear it. I'll just have to understand, because what you're saying is so loving, I'll just have to hear it. You'll be saying something so good, I just be going. Oh yeah, I let the Holy Spirit come to me. He's over here. Yeah. Yeah. I used to be absolutely convinced that I was giving something I wasn't receiving. Mm. I mean, I would have battled with you on that thought. I'm giving the love, but I'm not receiving it. I'm really loving, but I'm not receiving it back. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Course is saying. No. When you have done it, you will be sure you have done it, because you will see it right in front of your face being done to you. And what someone is doing to you is a reflection of what you've chosen to have supported, love or fear. That's good news. He says, you will doubt until you hear one witness whom you have totally released with the Holy Spirit, and then you will doubt no more. Okay, so I'm going to have my doubt until I hear one person that I totally released through love. I'm going to keep doubting until I hear one person I have released through love. That's why we doubt. Because we haven't had the love come back consistently. That's why we doubt. Got it? That's why we doubt. It's because we haven't let the Holy Spirit come through us to one person for a single second. Yes, I have. I know I have. Don't you feel that way?
I understand.
Are you getting the result now?
Now I am, but I'm thinking.
Right now.
Yeah.
Then you're giving it right now. And you will have it as long as you give it in your perception. You'll always have it. The problem is we don't see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're always innocent. We always love. That's not the issue. The issue is I'm blind to it a lot. Mm-hmm. Because I'm using people to support fear instead of love. And so rather than defending whether or not I'm giving it and not receiving it, why don't I start choosing to have you be a witness for the love that I am, and I be a witness for the love that you are, and then we just see each other treating each other so good we won't have no doubt. How about having no doubt because we actually really treat each other really cool?
That'd be cool.
Then you like, look, if some experience you have with me is an experience of love and peace, then that's going to make you more confident that that's what you're going to experience with me. It's because that's what I'm giving you. So if you're giving it to me, it's a lot easier for me to let go of my doubt than if you're not giving it to me.
True that.
So be around the people you want to give it to them. As much as you can, because you don't have to worry about getting around people that you don't. They just show up on their own. You don't have to go out and look for the person that's going to teach you the lesson. They just show up. Because the fear of the Course says fear comes of its own volition. But love waits to be welcomed.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so fear, a fearful mind, it's all about getting. So it will impose on your experience in a hot second, because it's not about you, no way. It's about me getting my fear, that hole in me feeling. But love is like not waiting on time. So we think it's all about time. The Course says, no, love is just waiting on welcome. I'm just waiting for you to say, welcome, Earl, welcome, love.
So if you've had a psychic vampire in your past experience, doesn't necessarily mean that you were getting fear.
You were a psychic vampire in your past experience. You were a psychic vampire in your past experience. You know you were a psychic vampire in your past experience. Because we sucked on some blood together. You don't remember that? Did we just fall like that? You don't remember that?
I thought I was loving.
We all knew, or we feel too guilty.
Yeah.
If we knew what we was really doing, we feel too guilty, so we got to call it something cool, even when it's not.
But like he's saying, real love is what we are. Your innocence cannot be touched. Nothing's going to ever touch your innocence. Your purity is beyond being affected by anything. You are an infinitely powerful, loving.